Habt ihr das Signal? Okay, dann mach ich mal die Folien hoch.
Okay, so this is the closing of the 29th Chaos Communication Congress. So did you like it? So as you all know, last time we met, not here, but in Berlin, we said that we will need to change stuff at the Congress because it is growing and had been growing too big for the building in Berlin. So moving to Hamburg and moving to the CCH was a big experiment. It was a risk. One of our biggest worries was that the number of angels who would be helping organizing the event would not scale at the same level of the number of participants. And this was wrong. So we had enough angels to do everything, and as I heard, most of the angels were not too stressed. So we can actually run an event of this size just on volunteer work. Okay, so just for those who didn't notice, everything here was being run by the angels. So from security, over coordinating the workshops with the speakers, entrance, cashier desk, t-shirt sales, everything you can imagine, the POC here, everything all run by volunteers. This is ZERT, of course. And so this is totally unique that we that an event of this size is being run with basically no commercial paid people running it. Many people have told me this is simply impossible, so this will not happen, you will fail on that, so, and we proved them wrong. Thanks again for that. Okay, so Bios is trying to find his presentation where he has...
No, I found the presentation, okay. But the presentation notes aren't shown.
True.
Yeah.
There are some things that we actually had run by paid stuff, but it was rather little. And the people who had been running cleaning were very much surprised how clean the rooms were after people left. So most of the people actually took their trash, put it to the right places, and this is also something that I value very much, that we as a community apparently are able to leave things in the same state that we found it, or even better. Auf den Schirm. The multimedia operating system is working hard. Wenn ich mache es mit den Notizen.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it works. Magic. Use Linux. Okay. Yeah. As Frank already said, we had a lot of helpers, and thank you very much for this. And praise the people in the building; they were great. Yeah. Also, thanks again, everyone who was here in the night. We had to do some announcement regarding the cleaning of the toilets, and yeah, it worked. They came back in the morning, and yeah, thanks from the cleaning team in the toilets. Some people use too much toilet paper, and we prevented the flooding. Yeah, some numbers about the helpers. We really had a lot of volunteers. We asked on the first day for more angels because we feared we would be overwhelmed by the number of visitors. And all in all, we had about 500 volunteers. Of this number, there were about 100 people in the core orga and in different teams, and about 400 active angels doing over, we don't have an exact number, but over 5,000 hours of work. So everyone did over 10 hours of work during the 4 days. So thanks for that.
So this is also on a very personal level very interesting, which means some people say, yeah, I don't want to be an angel because I just want to do stuff on Congress and not just be angel all the time. In a situation where we have enough angels, the amount of work per individual participant is rather low. That means many hands are working on a task, make it quickly go. And so that means if we all volunteer a bit, then stuff is done very quickly and doesn't even bother individually so much. So next time when you're here, consider becoming an angel. It's a lot of fun and really helps also understanding Congress better.
Yeah. Later. also, thanks to the work done by people months before, everything worked really, really smoothly this time. We had, I think we had all services up and running on day zero. We had networks since days before. People were here at Christmas. About 100 people were in the building during Christmas and during the build-up stuff. And yeah, thanks them. And yeah, hopefully you had a nice Christmas dinner. Okay, then we apparently had some talks. I think this is one. So we had about 111 hours of talks. There's a slide. There's a slide. Okay.
So you see, the number of talks that we got on the CFP is quite high. So we had about three times as much talks as we could get into the program. The program is being chosen by a committee, by people that feel responsibility to do the content selection work. And there had been some criticism in advance that there was too many tech talks, not enough tech talks, not enough art talks, too many art talks. This happens every year. So what we really would like to ask you is do review talks in the Pentabath, because it helps us a lot finding who gives great talks, whose content is really relevant, what topics are of interest. So if you have the time, go to the Pentabath and try to review talks so that we can do better next year and improve continuously on the program. So as a new thing, we had this year the assemblies. The idea of moving to a larger building like this one here was to get more of a feeling like from the camp into the Congress, because we didn't have space anymore in Berlin, and we really wanted to give people the opportunity to show the cool stuff that they're doing, to meet people that are like them, to improve on their projects, and to find others that are interested in the subjects that they're working on. And this is what why we have come up with the concept of the assemblies. And what do you feel? Was it a success, the assemblies this year? Okay, so we probably will continue this next year. There were also a lot of workshops, some of them very spontaneous, some of them taking place also in the assemblies or around assemblies, that gave room for lots of topics that are not as relevant to fill a room for 3,000 people are very relevant to like 50, 20, 100 people. And this is also something that I enjoyed very much, that there was this huge broad of topics that were covered in these workshops.
Probably there were even...
Yeah. So
Lightning Talks before? No. Does somebody know the number of Lightning Talks that happened? I think we have a coordinator somewhere around here. Yeah, you.
71 Lightning Talks. Sorry? 71 Lightning Talks. 71 Lightning Talks that are... So that means if you add that up, so there were basically nearly 300 things that were happening on on different topics here at Congress. And probably no one of you watched them all, right? And at least the talks in the larger rooms you can still watch as a recording. There are some of them that are highly recommendable, so I suggest you communicate with others what talks were really great and what you should watch later on.
And about 60%, or this was the number before the talk, of the recorded talks are already available online. Yeah. And?
Okay, so the talks, the selection of talks, we don't have a language bias in selecting talks. We aim to have a high percentage of English talks, but not all of them. So if you think, for instance, that you want to do a talk next time for Congress, and you're not feeling like you cannot speak English very well, don't worry, then do it in German. We rather want to have good German talks than bad English talks. And if you feel that... So. On the other hand, if you can do a great talk in English, please do, because we're having so many international visitors and also so many people watching the streams from abroad that we really want to strive to keep this international flair of the conference. This time we had approximately, I think, 60% of the talks in English. Yeah.
There were live translators.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. We'll mention them later.
We're coming to that.
Yeah. We had a lot of stuff, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Yeah. For next year, if you think you can give a talk, please send us one when we send out a call for paper. And also, some people did it this year, but if you know someone who you would like to give a talk, then just propose it the person to us. So this also works. You don't have to give the talk if you just have the idea for a talk. And this will help us select more and better talks. We had one thing special this year. We had last year also. We had a Jung Hacker Tag. Last year it was it was small. This year, I think it was a success. We had about 70 participants. The youngest one was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And they had a selection of talks. They also soldered about 110 of these Pentabug kits, which are really cool. They can dance and stuff. Okay, you probably don't see it. Oh, okay. It didn't break the monitoring. Yeah. And if you have ideas what kids or young hackers can do on a Young Hacker Day, it is planned for next year again, and propose them to the Chaos Macht Schule team. They organize this day, and thanks to them for organizing this and doing such great work. Okay. Now, some more statistics. We have to do it, so drinks. This year we had...
Who drank too much? Who knows someone who drank too much?
Of everything.
Everything.
If you have been at a camp, you know that too much water can also be dangerous. Mate consumption. We had 23,000 bottles of mate. And this is a real number. We didn't make it up. Beer was less. We had 13,000 bottles of beer. Sold. There was more available. I think there's still beer available somewhere.
So you didn't drink enough collectively.
Yeah. Of other liquids like water and cola and stuff, there were like 11,000 bottles. And yeah. So if we add this up, we get about 20 cubic meters of volume of liquids, and this is about 1/6 of, yeah, I don't know whether there's a norm blue whale. The DIN doesn't have anything in, but yeah. We had some scientists working on the numbers. If you stack all the bottles on top of each other, we get about 35 kilometers. Okay. Where's my mouse?
There is a phone, I think.
Nee, für die nicht, erst dann wieder fürs NOC.
Okay, dann lassen Sie doch durchgehen.
Ja, genau.
Okay. So, as you know, at an event this large, they don't work without dedicated teams that are feeling responsible for certain aspects of what we're doing here. And one of the teams that is really responsible for our life and health is the CERT. The CERT reported 33 injuries this year, 16 cuts, most of them working at bars, so people grab bottles, knives, this kind of stuff. Two events required external medical help, so two people needed to be cared of by external medical resources. The good news is everyone survived. So, a big thanks to our Chaos Emergency Response Team that is keeping us alive. A big round of applause, please. For them.
Okay, some numbers from the POC. There were about 1,430 extensions installed during the event. So this is DAC devices and also these strange GSM devices. This technology still survives, and also about 150 SIP devices.
And the interesting thing is that already on day one, the number... that is probably the corrected numbers. Already on day one, the number of extensions surpassed the number of extensions in the DECT that we had on Congress last year in total. So everybody brought his phones, which is good.
We had one outtake. We had a theft prevention device installed at the cash desk, and unfortunately it broke and it made some noise. If you suffered from the noise, we are sorry.
So we had also the mobile operation center that was taking care of the GSM network at here, which is mostly an experimental network, but also served real communication purposes. So we had 6,464 SMS sent. We had 6,464 SMS were sent. Of those, 5,908 were actually delivered, which is mostly due to phones being switched off, only being networked once and stuff like that. We had call attempts, 4,227, and of those actually 2,329 succeeded. So other events in the GSM network were not reported, so we hope that it was interesting.
I'm sorry if I broke this phone. That would be number of phones broken by me during the event too. Okay, next team, the Video Operations Center. They have a slide. Yeah. We had streams up and running also since, I think, day one and also before. We had a peak yesterday evening. I'm not sure what was at midnight or around then, but apparently lots of people wanted to watch it. So I think there were over 8,000 people watching this room. Yeah. Yeah, and as mentioned before, lots of the recordings are already online and more are coming as we speak.
Yeah, thanks to the FEM and the other video helpers for making this event much bigger than would fit in the building here. Applause for that. Okay. So getting network here and keeping it up was the job of the Network Operations Center. They had a separate reporting already, but some things are to say. So we had a peak usage of 8.2 gigabit upstream and 2.6 gigabit downstream. So again, Congress is a bigger sender than receiver. Which I found personally very satisfying, but we didn't use enough bandwidth. So, so whenever I went to the NOC and asked them, sir, what how bandwidth? Boring. So they used too much more. We had actually the 30 gigabit uplink capacity, so there was a little bit more room.
If you want to bring more hardware next year to satisfy the uplink, one note from the NOC, it may be that there's this strange legacy protocol still used this year, this IP version, I think it was 3 or 4, something old, may not be available next year.
Yeah, as mentioned already earlier, we had translation services here. 36 talks were translated. That's approximately a bit more than one third. 16 translators were working here, providing translation services. Thank you. So the translations were delivered by phone mostly, meaning that you could just dial with a DECT phone or GSM phone into the hall number, and then you're getting the translation directly in your ear. So that means you can sit in a room and get a translation. Many thanks for that.
That was.
That's the important
message. Yes. Yeah. That's correct. Since we had only 40% German talks, they were all translated. Great. So, I think not all of the non-German speaking visitors actually noticed that there was a translation service. We need to do a better job next time actually making it known and making it more popular among them. So we had approximately peak 130 people listening to the translated streams, 150 users on GSM, 150 on DECT. So we can approximately guess that Israel, let's say 500 people or so listening to these translations. So that means these translations actually serve a really valuable purpose for our international visitors. And we hope to continue that next year. Sorry?
Yes.
Translated recordings will be available. Okay. So the cash desk news is we had 6,604 tickets of all kinds sold. So that including...
One number which is not included, there were also some people here for the night, and yeah, so maybe there were more people. Hopefully we counted everyone.
So ultimate ticket. And there's one really moving thing in this ticket sale. Because this building is expensive and moving here and running an event for this type, this large, is very costly. But we didn't want to force everyone to pay a higher entrance fee. We know that a lot of people are simply cash strapped and are really saving for this event, and others just have it and can spend more money. We offered to have supporter tickets. And actually, one third of the tickets sold in the pre-sale were supporter tickets. So one third people. And of this one third already chose the highest supporting ticket level. And we sold another, I forgot the number, 200 business tickets, so on top of that. So many thanks for that, for making it possible. So this actually makes it possible that we all can be here, so that we all can come to the Congress and regardless of how much money we have. So this is really, really important so that we can keep the community together even if we move to larger venues and having larger buildings and more fun. So thanks again for that.
And also thanks for everyone who actually participated in the pre-sale, because we sold more tickets than we could have as people in the BCC. So this helped a lot to guess the number of participants at the event. So thank you.
And pre-financed it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the cash desk collected in the end 42 kilograms of coins.
And we broke one basket while transporting them.
So traditionally we are at a closing event. We also report on the network abuse that has been taking place. As the bandwidth usage was a bit boring, it was only two calls that we had. Both were successfully black holed, and then, so the, you know, we the process of handling network abuse to the outside is just we black hole the receiving end so that the attack is stopped. So we had this year also a team caring for abuse of other things, namely harassment. That was the awareness team. They were around to help people when they felt mistreated or abused in some or harassed in some sort. They said they had about 20 calls on the hotline. One warning was actually issued. One person removed from the premises because of behavior. We also removed one Nazi from the premises. And so the feedback from the awareness team was that they felt that their work was worthwhile and that was good. So thanks to the awareness team for that. So to just clean up this misunderstanding, these green and red and yellow cards that have been discussed so much were not the work of the awareness team and were not the work of the organizers. It was some people who felt it necessary, but my personal opinion is it's not really necessary to import this kind of thing to our conferences. Because we care for your safety and we care for if anybody's feeling harassed, and we don't need stupid cards for that. Thanks.
There also was one abuse, I think, at the POC, or abuse complaint. Somebody external complained that people or someone was phoning him. I thought this was the idea of the POC, but apparently some people don't want to be phoned. Yeah.
So we need outbound filters for the POC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, some random stuff. We had a locker this year, which was also very spacey and large. They had about 5,000 check-ins, and at the peak, they cared for about 400 items. So thanks to these angels who were also there 24/7. We had a little carnival on floor two, I think. They sold about 200 liters of cocktail slush ice.
So-called chunk slush.
Yeah.
Which?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's chunk, yeah. I think they also had other cocktails. You may have noticed we had some escalators in the building, and we had some problem with them not running, and people suspected that Deutsche Bahn might be behind this, but there was also no snow involved, but apparently some hackers like to push red buttons which stop on it, and yeah.
Who doesn't like that, right?
So, yeah.
So we maybe should relabel them next year and say something like, launch or something like that. Okay, so we also had on the oddity section, we had one stormtrooper. Since we have a no weapons policy here, we asked him before and he asked if he can come as a stormtrooper, that we would really like to check his laser weapon at the entrance if it's harmless. And he dutifully submitted it to Honk for checking. And we can use this moment to also thank our security team that kept us all safe and sane here, including checking laser weapons. A big thanks.
And thanks to a hardware sponsor, later on it was switched to a non-lethal portal device. According to the manufacturer, non-lethal.
Okay, some more statistics, if they are again. So we had about 100 sofas here. This was as much as we could master. Probably who felt that there were enough sofas? Who needs more? Okay, that's a relatively clear thing. We try our best, but it's hard. So have you ever tried to rent sofas? It's not easy.
Yeah. We also... Yeah. We did that. Okay.
So we had 3,000 chairs here in the building in use. So basically, when we all were there, two people could share one chair if they wanted to.
And these were chairs additional to the chairs in the big halls. So just in the floors.
Okay. So I would really like to have another big applause for all the people helping here, all the teams that were making this possible and that are giving us hope that we can manage events of this size also next year. Yes. So and as we all, or most of us that got some sleep, are really a bit sad that Congress is ending, we want to remind you that in summer this year, there will be the Observe Hack Make in Netherlands, which was basically the camp, the Dutch camp. So you know that we having these camps every 4 years. Every 4 years, the Dutch hacker movement organizes a camp every 4 years. We do so that we have a 2 year interleaving interval. So this summer, 2013, there will be camp in Netherlands, and we hope to see you all there. The call for participation is open, and I think the pre-sale is also open, so you can actually get your ticket soon. I think that the spirit that we had here at Congress, that was a very interactive, very, for me, sometimes very moving. That people were showing stuff, displaying their projects, bringing up stuff that I had never heard of, making very crazy stuff, and inspiring people to do other crazy stuff and do also be very kind to each other. This is something that we should preserve, and this is something that we really would like to continue next year in Congress and also at a So of Hack and Make. Thanks for that. So, and traditionally the last notes at a closing event are the teardown notes. So what to do for teardown?
Yeah, and different to last year, please don't move chairs this year. Because the people from the building will do everything involving chairs and tables, so don't move them.
So, you know, old habits.
Maybe next year we will ask.
Yeah, so old habits die hard, so we know that we have this huge chair moving performance in Hall 1 in Berlin, which I really liked, by the way. But don't move the chairs.
Also, if you attach some stickers to surfaces or might have happened by accident, please remove them carefully. Don't destroy anything. And yeah, if you need assistance, ask an angel. There will be some sticker removing angels who have experience in removing stickers carefully. Call them.
So. The building here will close down approximately at midnight. So that will be then when we need to have removed the stuff here, especially your stuff, and all the people. So plan accordingly. Midnight is... So. So I think we will eBay what is still left then by then. But okay. Also, if you have a car in the parking garage, remove it before Sylvester. So...
Yeah, the people running the garage will switch, and it may happen that you can't remove your car then for the first few days in the new year, so do it before midnight.
Okay, so we have also some leftover merchandise, which is little tables and chairs that are available at the exit. So if you returning to your empty home that has just a mattress and needs a little chair and table and a lamp.
Yeah, and please only take these kinds of tables and lamp, and only take them if they don't belong to anyone else.
Yes, that's very important. Okay. And please, everybody who has volunteered for TechDown, go to the heaven, Abbauhelfer bitte im Himmel melden. So that we can coordinate the takedown and get it done very quickly.
And if you have large things to move from your assembly, then you can use the big hall H, I think.
Hall H, yes.
Hall H, and there are numbers for parking places outside of the hall, and they will be also distributed at the entrance of the hall. So if you don't want to carry it out an exit, then ask the angel there. I think it's remote.
So, and there will be an after party. So there, it's placarded all around here. It's starting between 8 and 9. Amalia Rodriguez Ring, Universum Altona, is that correct? So there will be the after party for Congress. So when you have moved your stuff and moved yourself, then move yourself to the party. So this will be the after party. And there's a shuttle bus. Yes, sir. The info desk also has the information on that party. So, I'm a little bit sad. That's it.
No, one more thing. The gym will be open tonight. So if you want to sleep instead of going to the party, you can do it. But I don't recommend it. Sleep may kill you.
Okay. So, Dan, thanks for being here. Hope to see you next time. Hope to see you in summer at Observe Hack Make and the other smaller events that are taking place through the year. Easter Hack, Gulasch Programmiermacht, Sigint. Meet you all there, and thanks for coming.
Wow.